Good morning. Yesterday we talked about the place where the Hazan, or where anyone really prays in the morning. We quoted from the Gemara in Masechet Berachot and Daf Yod, where the description, and in turn in Shulchan Aruch, is that a person, when they pray, should not be on an elevated platform. The words of the Gemara of Harambam is that you should maybe be in a descent. You should be lower as you pray. Mimama Akim Kerateicha Adonai. The Pasuk says that I've called out to you from the depths. See, Hachamim understand that as not only a mindset, but as a physical place of prayer as well. And we read from Mishnah Berurah, who in turn cited from Magen Abraham, that some of the ancient synagogues in his area had a place, at the very least for the Hazan, where he would go down. And we discussed and debated that briefly. As I mentioned yesterday, I'd like to, while talking about that, talk about two other concepts related to the placement of the Hazan, or the placement of, for today, the Bima. You see, with regards to the Bima, where you read from the Sefer, at the very least, where the Kiryat HaTorah takes place, Harambam has noteworthy words in Perek Yod Aleph of Hilchot Tefillah. Harambam writes over here in Halacha Gimal, he brings us through, over the course of much of this chapter, the structure of the synagogue, and he writes, U'ma'amidim bima bebet ha-kineset kedei she'ya'aleh aleha kore ba-Torah, o mishuhu omer la'am divrei kibushin, kedei she'yishme'u kulam, it says, and there should be a bima for the placement of Kiryat HaTorah, as well as perhaps words of rebuke or words to the congregation. Ukshma amidim hateba. Interestingly, Harambam first spoke about bima. Now he talks about teba, mefarshim address, but not our conversation for now. He says ukshma amidim hateba sheyesh basefer Torah ma'amidim ota ba'emsa. He says that it should be placed in the middle of the sanctuary. Those are significant words of Harambam. He seems to be describing to us the traditional placement of the Bima. The Kiryat HaTorah should be taking place in the middle of the synagogue. And likewise, Harambam in Perek Gimal of Hilchot Hagigan Halachad Gimal, Perek Gimal Halachad Dalid, when he describes to us where the king would read from the Sefer Torah on the occasion known as Hakim, every 7 years at the Mikdash, it says that it would be placed in the middle of the Ezrat Nashim. It says that Bima Gedola Umviin Bima Gedola Veshel Etz Hayeta Umamidin Ota BeEmsa Ezrat Nashim. It would be placed in the middle of the area in the Mikdash where everyone was congregated. He's basing himself on the Gemara in Masechet Sukkah Daf Nun Aleph. What emerges though is that traditionally the Bima was to be placed, it sounds like, very carefully and particularly in the middle of the synagogue. Interestingly, though, Kesef Mishneh, that's the author of Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Yosef Karo, back there in Hilchot Tefillah and Perek Yod Aleph, points out that many of the synagogues of his day, and don't forget he starts in Spain and ends in Sefat in Eretz Yisrael, he writes, Vehashta, now, Haveh Minhag Kol Yisrael B'Kriyat HaTorah Al Hadin V'Al Ha'emet, Peniyah Shel Teva Klapeh Ha'am. Okay, first he describes the way that it faces. He says, Ve'al tashivenu mehabimot shebonim biyamim ha'elu. Don't ask or don't respond to me about the bimot that we have for Kiryat HaTorah today. Biksat mekomot, in some places. Besof bet ha'kneset, at the end of the knees. Ve'lo ba'emsa, but not in the middle. Ve'chen ha'tevot sh'alehem manichim ha'torah ha'shem besof ha'bimot ve'lo ba'emsa. And so too, the table upon which the Sefer Torah is placed is not in the middle of even the platform, but rather at the edge of it. How do you explain that? That doesn't accord with the words of Harambam. Ki ha'amada ba'emsa ena me'ha'chiyuv. Having it in the center is not part of the obligation and per se the absolute vision and image of a knis. Ach hakol lefi ha'makom v'hazeman, says Rabbi Yosef Karo, again working backward based on the synagogues that he sees in his day. He says the words of Harambam are not per se prescriptive, telling you it must be like that. They're rather descriptive. He says that's the way synagogues historically have been built. But if you have a reason to build it otherwise, you can and should do so. He explains, Shebeotam hazmanim shayu batei knesiot gidolim ad meod. He says, back in the day, and this is the Gemara in Sukkah, which is talking about the great synagogue in Alexandria in Egypt, the synagogues, the batei knesiot, were very large, to the extent that, ad shayu tzrichim l'ha'amid ha'bima be'emsa, kede lashmi'a l'kol ha'am. The only way to get across the words of the Kiryah was by placing it in the center. He says, ach bizmanim halalu, in today's day and age, writes Maran, in Kesef Mishneh, Sheba'avonot, based on our sins, batei knesiot shelanu hem ktanim, We have smaller synagogues. V'chol ha'am shum'in, and as a result, everyone will hear. Yoter noyu liyot l'tzad echad mi liyot be'emsa. If everyone's going to hear, irrespective of where the bima is, suggests Maran, maybe that's why in his day, in his age, the synagogues were not built with a bima in the absolute center of the synagogue. Shulchan Aruch, as a result, does not record this as a halakha. In Siman Kof Nun, where Tur mentions the words of Harambam, that the bima for Kiryat HaTorah must be in the middle of the synagogue, Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Yosef Karo, leaves it out of his code. Ramar Rabbi Moshe Isserles mentions it. He says, Ve'osin bima be'emsa bet ha-kneset. But Maran purposefully leaves it out. Why does he leave it out? Because his understanding is that this is not obligatory. This is the way synagogues were once structured and built, and if you have a reason to do otherwise, you can and may do so. There is notably, however, a development much later. In 19th century Europe, at the time of the rise of reform, there was, as a result, a very strong reaction to moving the bima from the middle of the synagogue to the front. In mimicking the ways of the Christians, the reform movement envisioned the proper placement for the bima, for reading from the Torah, for derashot of the rabbi, as being in the front of the synagogue. It was therefore major assemblies of rabbis which got together and determined it's untraditional and maybe even poses a major issue according to halakha. Be'ur halakha here in Siman Kof Nun quotes this from Hatam Sofer, Teshubot Imre Esh, Teshubot Mecholat Mahanaim, and others who very clearly state, he writes in his words, Ba'avonotenu harabim, based on our great sin, Be'ezem mekomot paresu min ha'kidumim zeh. There are places who went against this long-standing ancient tradition of having the bima in the middle. V'tchilu la'asot ha'bimot samuch la'aron ha'kodesh. They placed them at the front. Why? Mipene she'rasu le'lech b'darkei ha'ovdei gilulim. Because they wanted to be like the Christians. K'mo she'osim ba'hechalot shelahem she'korin temple. He says that the same way they do in their hechalot, in their places of worship. And he says she'korin temple, he's referring not only to the places of the Christians, but he's also referring to reform temples. Says Be'ur Halacha, right? Hafetz Chaim, as a result, from Hatam Sofer and others, it's exceptionally important that it not be placed in the front, but rather in the middle. So there's an interesting development here, whereas Harambam describes it traditionally being in the middle. That's in two places he describes it. The history on that is that in the Mikdash, we have explicit mention that's where it was during the time of Hakel, when everyone gathered together. The Bet Knesset in Alexandria, so too, says Rabbi Yosef Karo, but it's not absolutely necessary. Place it in the best part of the synagogue for people to listen and for people to pay attention, and therefore he leaves it out of his Shulchan Aruch. Years later, though, several hundred years later, because of developments in the Jewish world, there was an understanding we really need to keep that old custom to distinguish from our way and their way. What about Sfaradim? What has been the historical approach of Sfaradim? Whereas in the Middle Eastern countries, unlike Ashkenazi countries, there was little to no effect or threat from reform. It's for that reason that in She'elot u'Teshubot Ish Masliach, that's Chacham Matzliach Mazuz, in Chelek Aleph Yoreh De'ah, at the end of Siman Lamed Daled, he writes that this Chumrah is an Ashkenazic Chumrah, and as a result, if you have a reason, or the synagogue was already built in a Middle Eastern one, to not have the Bima for Kiryat HaTorah in the absolute center, there wouldn't be a problem. Likewise, Chacham Avadia Yosef in his She'elot u'Teshubot Yabia Omer Chelek Chet in Ora Chaim Siman Yod Zayin, I'll just read to you two, three lines of it. He says, Lefize, based on the development and the analysis, he says, Nirah Shebimekomot She'en Reform in Misuyim Sham, he says, in places where Reform Jews are not really present, there's no threat. Kimo b'Misraim u'b'Morocco v'chayotze b'hem, he says, for example, in Egypt, Morocco, and so forth, yecholim lismoch al divrei Maran ha'kesef mishneh lehakel b'zeh. You can revert back to the recorded law as Maran and Kesef Mishneh had it, that the synagogues in his day, at the very least some of them, didn't have the bima in the middle, which means to say, when all the dust settles with regards to this halacha, it's not per se an Ashkenazic versus Sephardic or Middle Eastern type of issue any longer. It's more an issue of, number one, if you'd like to, and it's a beautiful thing to adhere to the words of Harambam very strictly, then you're always going to heaven in the center of the synagogue. If you understand the halakha a little bit broader as Maran does, you understand that it's not an absolute necessity. If there's a threat or an understanding that the reason you're moving it from the middle to the front is not for beauty, is not for convenience, is not to help the congregation, but rather to mimic the ways of others or to set yourself in line with the reform, so over there we have this takana, this gezerah of the Ashkenazic rabbis almost 200 years ago, over 200 years ago, who were very clear about this matter. We need to draw a line. However, in the Middle Eastern world, where this wasn't ever a threat, in general communities, today's day and age, Orthodox communities, where you're not dealing per se with that threat of modernity, of reform, threatening to change the tradition, provided that your congregation is strong. Chacham Avadia Yosef is posek lahalacha there in Yabia Omer that it would be appropriate and okay for a person, for a congregation, to determine that it's better for whatever reason, provided that they have a reason, that the bima not be in the middle, but rather at the front of the synagogue. Baruch Adonai le'olam. Amen.